Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 313, the most important life lesson from Kill Bill, and what should be versus what is, by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with author permission, of course. I have 2 short posts today from Roger Lawson, and I always love reading his posts because he makes references to lots and lots of movies, and being a movie buff makes me happy. So let's jump right in as we optimize your life. The Most Important Life Lesson from Kill Bill, by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. Whether you want to be a better lover, learn how to cook like a master chef, or lose the extra fluff currently engulfing your sexy parts, like the Cave of Wonders in Aladdin, I know you want to improve your life in some way. What's stopping you? Fear. How do I know? Because we're the same, you and me. I've been there too. From being petrified of getting on stage and trying to make a crowd of complete strangers pee their pants from laughter, to not writing consistently and crying writer's block, to abandoning a diet early because I was too hungry, or felt like I was losing too much muscle, or a hodgepodge of excuses I used to cover up the fact that I was too scared to get it done. The worst part, I never admitted that I was afraid. I started to believe these excuses, to embody them, to live them. Each time that I fooled myself into thinking I was a fearless man who simply encountered insurmountable barriers, it became easier to fall into that paradigm the next time. After years of this vicious cycle, I painfully realized that I wasn't living the life of my dreams. Not because of anyone else or a lack of opportunities, but because of my own doing. It broke me. Hard. Here's the most important advice you'll ever hear, regardless of what you apply it to. Know your real edge and sharpen it relentlessly. Your edge is the point where you start to back off, to rationalize, to bury yourself in the minutia, to buy into whatever BS story soothes your fears and gives you a reason to stop short of absolutely crushing a goal, leveling up your inner bad in the process. In Kill Bill, Hattori Hanzo was the man. When you needed Japanese steel, a weapon capable of waging a roaring rampage of bloodshed and vengeance without losing stopping power, you called Hanzo. One does not simply create a Hanzo sword, however. Such creation is forged only through consistent, methodical effort and honesty. Here is how to create your own Hattori Hanzo life blade. 1. Describe your current edge in detail. Example: I know I could be leaner, but I'm too lazy to consistently track my food intake. 2. Own your current edge, committing to lean slightly into the discomfort each time you encounter it. Lean too far, and the resistance encountered will be too great. Lean too little, and there will be no growth. Quote, a free man is free to acknowledge his fears without hiding them or hiding from them. Live with your lips pressed against your fears, kissing your fears, neither pulling back nor aggressively violating them. David Dida. Face your fears, hone your edge, and create a life worth living. Don't sell yourself short. What Should Be Versus What Is by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. Reality is a harsh and cruel mistress, but she's always fair. Mark Young, a fellow fitness professional, wrote a post that really got me thinking about the nature of goal achievement. When it comes right down to it, most of the times when we're chasing after a particular goal, we're living in our own heads, and it straight up kills any chance that we have towards making real progress. Think about it this way. How many times have you encountered someone trying to lose or gain weight? Pretty often, I bet. Now, how many times have you heard that same person swear to the high heavens that they aren't eating all that much, or that they're eating like a pregnant giant yet can't gain weight? Probably a good 90% of the time. And these are the people who will spend most of their days spinning their wheels. The physical embodiment of the phrase, quote, traveling without moving, end quote. So what gives? Their continued execution deserves some props, but they have no objective tools by which they can measure their progress, and they're going nowhere because of it. Girth measurements? Objective. The way your clothes fit? Objective. Tracking your food intake and strength gain numbers? Objective. Guessing how much you do or don't eat? Having tools like these at your disposal isn't only recommended, but downright necessary, because they tell you the most important thing ever. Are you moving closer to your goal? No matter what formulas you follow or what other people tell you, if you aren't making any progress towards your goal, you need to ask yourself a few questions. 1, how is your execution? Are you handling your business and doing what you need to do? 2, have you done 1 consistently? And 3, have you given it enough time to work? If you answer yes to the above questions, then you need to change something. Don't continue banging your head against the wall of defeat out of some false sense of commitment to a plan that isn't working. Despite your inner voice telling you that it should be working, the reality of the situation is it isn't. Adjust your course of action and begin using some tools outside of yourself to track your progress. Rinse and repeat until your awesometicity quotient increases by at least 172%. If you answer no to those same questions, you might need to change things up, but guess what? You have no idea if you do or not. Your execution and consistency is all over the place. Plus, you haven't given enough time for the fruits of your labor to grow. So even if you do switch things up, you'll probably end up in the same position as the one you just left, constantly stuck in the should-be loop and not addressing the root of what is. Until you meet those 3 basic requirements, you have no frame of reference to base your changes on. So anything you do is pretty much a shot in the dark. I wish someone had told me this when I was younger, but sadly, I had to get it dropped on my head in a song for it to stick. A movement in any random direction is not progression. You just listened to the posts titled, The Most Important Life Lesson from Kill Bill and What Should Be Versus What Is, both by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now, Roger touched on something that I mentioned earlier this week, keeping track, keeping a record. Again, it's one of the most powerful things you can do to not only keep you on track and make sure you're headed towards your goal, but if you do slip up, it's a way to get you back on track. Whenever you're going somewhere, whenever you're traveling, whether you're taking your car, a train, a plane, whatever, you know that it's going to take you from point A to point B. When you're driving your car especially, you know pretty much how you're going to get from point A to point B. If you don't know, guess what you're going to do? You're going to use an app. You're going to use a map, something that guides you to get from point A to point B. And usually the apps will try and get you there the fastest way possible. You writing down your goals, you keeping track of your progress towards your goals, that's your map. That's helping you ensure that, am I going from point A to point B, or am I just driving around aimlessly in a circle? So if you haven't started writing things down yet, I hope I've convinced you by now. If not, don't worry, I'm sure you'll hear me talk about it again. All right, that's it for today. I hope you're having a great week. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow with a post from Zen Habits. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.